Lots of bands over the years have impressed us with their ability to create moving vocal harmonies. For the most part, bands that rely on great harmonies usually don't really rock all that hard. You know, the Fleetwood Macs and the Americas and bands like that, right? You know, not really like real rock and roll bands. But on this week's show, we're going to try to find 10 bands that not only have great vocal harmonies, but also rock hard.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandpas and grandmas, children of all ages, welcome back to Ludini Rock and Roll Circuit. We're just so happy to have all y'all here tonight. We're just having just a splendid time. We're going to be talking about them bands that got them harmonies, very harmonious bands, and we're going to have a good time. I'm fixing up my screen right here, right now, so we can see everybody and talk to everybody, and it's going to be wonderful. All right, that's Cletus. Thank you so much for doing the intro for me. You're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. In the room today, we have the lovely and talented Miss Lily Von Six.
What's up?
And we have the man himself, the legend, all the way from New Orleans. We have Keith Hawk Hawkins. What's up, Keith Hawk?
He's a legend in his own mind. Matter of fact, Cletus, once I was at a picnic and Cletus introduced me to his sister and his wife, and it was one girl standing there.
Oh, no.
He's my sister's wife. He's my wife-in-law.
OMG. It's like you went to the Washington County Fair.
I don't want to, like, you know, be pessimistic. This one tonight might get a little heated, man. There's some things I disagree about, but we'll see what happens.
It's okay. It's all good, brother. Did you watch that documentary I told you to watch?
Yes. It's twisted, man. Like I said, I don't want to get into the whole my political views about things, but sometimes the death penalty isn't used enough, man. Trust me.
Well, that's the end of the Ludini Hard Rock and Roll Circus.
We're talking about, I shared this documentary with Keith about the Snowtown murders. It's like South Australia's most notorious serial killing thing that ever happened.
Right.
And it is off the hook.
I have to watch it. I heard of it.
Now, there's an actual movie called Snowtown, but I've heard that it's very disturbing. And so I thought, well, since based on true story, I'm sure somebody has a documentary, and I was right.
And
So I watched the documentary, which was enough for me. But yes, Jack Black kills Ray Davies. That's great.
Didn't that guy look like Jack Black?
Yeah. And there's a guy named Ray Davies. Stu and I were like, oh, Ray Davies.
Jack Black really must have hated the Kinks because he killed Ray Davies. That's how I came away with that.
And there it is.
So we're already off to a great start tonight. Anyways, let me tell you about Wolf's Customs. Chris Thunderwolf Dotson and gang at Wolf's Customs.online do custom painting and finishes on your musical instruments. Keith just recently had a snare drum done. He does guitars, basses,
picks.
Whatever you have, picks, the whole thing. I'm going to get me some picks. Check him out at wolfscustoms.online. Chris is a great dude, and he's been a supporter of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus for a long time. We love it, Chris Thunderwolf Dotson. Shout out to Rock Rage Radio. Yes. They host the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus every Sunday, and we're really grateful that we get that exposure. We love to expose ourselves, don't we, guys?
I sure do. Every day.
And we have Lily V6. We should do this at the end, but Lily is also a rock rager.
I am a rock rager. You want me to do it now?
Yeah, we'll do it now and later, and all right, why not?
Well, my show is Hot Licks with Lily 6, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern. You just go to rockrageradio.com or download the app. I'm actually doing a lot more unsigned band interviews coming up. So I have one this week, one next week, and one the next week after that. So if you want to hear some stuff, and they're not Pittsburgh. One is Detroit, and one is New Hampshire, a metal band from New Hampshire, which is very unheard of anymore.
Really?
So let's just go ahead and listen to that.
Oh, my. So why don't it would be great if we could just go ahead and maybe listen to that, because that would be just great.
Okay? You should just do it.
Just
do it, Nike.
Right now. Just do it now. Do it Nike style. Okay, we are going to be talking about bands with vocal harmonies that actually rock. Keith says that we're going to argue. I don't really, whatever. I'm just having a good time. It's glad all good. To be here. So we're going to start.
But it's a healthy argument. I just disagree with some of the, in your little.
You don't like some of his exclusions, do you?
Your interlude there. I thought I disagree with one right off the bat. I'm not saying I have the fucking Everly Brothers on my list, but I'm just saying that some of this. One band you said in particular, I really disagree with.
I know who he's going to say.
We're going to get into it. This is, speaking of bands, we have three bands that we have not played on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus as of yet. And this is a testimony to how great the Rock Rage Radio community is, because I threw this up on their website, on their Facebook page today, and say, hey, share your Spotify link. I want to feature you. And like, I got way more than I could do on one show. So I've got enough material for several podcasts. So I love you guys. All the bands are great. But we're going to play Sold. We're going to play Dark Avenue and Heist 211. This is Sold on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Empty Words. We'll be right back with metal bands with harmonies that actually rock, or rockamanies. I don't know. Keith will figure it out for us. On the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, let me give you the website to check those guys out. I think that's pretty cool. I liked how the guy has the more kind of hard edge, almost pseudo, not pseudo, but kind of edgy, screamy, almost kind of thing going on. And then she comes in and gives it that great texture. Right now, these guys have a Facebook situation. Facebook.com/sold.official. So it's in the show notes. Check it out. So we're talking about bands that are that have great harmonies, but still can actually play rock and roll. And mostly play rock and roll. I mean, you know, some of these bands, you know. Anyway, so let's get into our lists. I'm going to, Keith has, he's chomping at the bit.
I see.
He couldn't even wait for the first song to tell me I was wrong about something. So we're not doing these in any particular order because we're just.
No, wrong. I don't do that. I mean, we'll do that at the end if you want, but I mean, that's. You know,
I have no order on mine at all.
Yeah, I just
Lily, you're completely out of order.
I'm always out of order. My ducks are not in a row. So
I just have random thoughts on paper.
I want to say something really quick before we actually do this. This is something I have in my notes because I ran a post on this about a week or 2 weeks ago, and I think that some people are confused as to what vocal harmony is.
Oh yeah, okay? Go ahead and
Vocal harmony just doesn't mean like Bruce Dickinson has a great voice or Ronnie James Dio has a great voice or whatever.
Not at all.
That's not what that means. Let me give you an example of a song that you know very, very well that is almost all vocal harmonies. Okay? And when I say this song, you get the idea. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
Okay? You know, that whole, you know, let him go, no, should I let him go, no, you know, all that, you know, stuff going on, where they're all singing. That is those are vocal harmonies.
Those are guys singing in harmony.
You know, going down. Yeah. You know, all that. That's, you know, Seven Bridges Road. That's those are vocal harmonies. Those are vocal harmonies, okay? Just because somebody has a nice voice. Yes, Steve Perry has a great voice.
He does.
But he's not like singing vocal. There is some Journey that has some vocal harmonies. They're not like known for vocal harmonies. Okay. So that is what we're talking about. Vocal harmonies, not just guys who are good singers.
Who have great voices.
There was a list though that came up when I was researching, and we should do this some not next week, but way down the future, is bands that really that have two that utilize two singers really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some like rock bands that do that. Okay, so I just want a little educational moment for you guys out there. Keith, we're going to start with the Hawks.
Yeah.
So what you got, bro? I know you, Keith is he's like a musicologist. So what do you got, brother?
Okay.
Oh, crap.
I'm going to start with a band that I think rocks. Like I said, I'm going to give you my list and then no one pick their order. But these are bands I think rock and have freaking great vocal harmonies. The first band I'm going to start with is Kansas. Carry On My Wayward Son. Listen to that shit. Rocks. The vocal harmonies are great. They're great musicians. And they're still around. And I think everybody in the freaking band sings. So, I mean, it's just no matter who's in the band, it's just going to have layered harmonies all over the place and great musicianship. But, you know, that's a whole other thing. But Kansas is a great band, and they have great vocal harmonies, and they rock. That's what I said.
You know what, Keith? I do not have Kansas on my list, and I forgot about them. And Kansas is one of my favorite bands. So what was wrong with me?
Boom Goes the Dynamite.
I've been very stressed out.
Shame on you for 10 weeks, man.
He needs a spanking.
Can's ass. That's how I remember how to spell it. Yeah. They've had, I said the thing about the bands that utilize two vocalists. Both Steve Walsh and Robbie Steinhardt sing songs in that band.
Yeah.
And they actually duet on some songs. Robbie is the guy that plays the violin. and Steve is a keyboard player, singer. Yes, great harmonies all over the place. Good one. Good pick, Keith. Good pick. Lily, what you
great
got?
Band.
I'm going to start with the hardest one I have on my list, which would be Lacuna Coil. I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of people familiar with who they are, but for those who do not know who they are, they're an Italian gothic metal band from Milan. They've been known musically for their contrasting dual female and male vocal harmonies to create the melodic detached sound that they have, like the whole goth sound. Christina Scabbia was initially a background singer in the beginning and then asked to join the band and share vocals with Andy Farrow. Her voice adds like that haunting beauty, melodic sound, and then he has the death growls but also clean vocals. So it's a very beautiful match. If you are not familiar with them, go ahead and listen to them. You'll love them. This is the hardest band to have, but the examples of songs are Heaven's a Lie, Swamped, Our Truth, and Blood, Tears, Dust would be something to listen to by them.
Lacuna Coil. Yes. Lacuna Coil. And they're from Milan.
They are from Milan.
This season coming out of Milan is Lacuna Coil.
And that is the hardest one I have.
Yeah, to find the bands that really... I have one that's pretty hard, and I'm just going to throw it, since we're talking hard. Ooh. If you want to get hard, Lily. I'm going to mention Strapping Young Lad / Devin Townsend. Everything that he does is like layered with really unusual harmonies and vocals. And, you know, sometimes they've got some tracks that sound like a choir, and that's actually all him singing like 13 part harmonies. He's an insane singer. And so that's just one of his talents. He's also a great guitar player, very unusual songwriter. Strapping Young. Are you familiar with that? With Devin Townsend at all, Keith? Okay,
a little bit. I don't really know. I know that he's a great player, and I know that he's definitely has some interesting songs. I just haven't really studied up on it enough to give you like my honest opinion. I'm sure it's awesome. I don't like to speak out of. You know,
I got you, brother.
Hotels out of schools, they would say.
He came to prominence as the lead singer in the only Steve Vai band that had a singer, other than when Steve played with Whitesnake, which is that was a different situation. But the album Sex and Religion, that is Devin Townsend all over that record. And if you don't know that record, that is my personal favorite Steve Vai album because of Devin Townsend. So we've hit a few here. Kansas, Lacuna Coil, Strapping Young Lad / Devin Townsend. We'll throw it back to the Hawkman.
This one is a no-brainer. It should be on everybody's list. If it's number one on anybody's list, I don't blame you because I've had struggle with it myself. I'm going to put them in order. This one, Seattle's Finest, God Rest Lane Soul, Alice in Chains, man.
It's on my list.
Alas in Chains, yes.
I mean, you could go on through those. I mean, killer electric albums.
Oh no,
Keith has got.
Well,
a little...
okay, so I can finish this while he's frozen.
You're frozen, Keith. Come back to us.
Lane and Jerry, they helped set apart themselves from the other grunge bands during that time because of their harmonies. They were a little different. Control actually has a strong background in choir from high school and middle school, so he was. Sort of classically trained in that way, and he aided in vocals for the band, but the sound is very eerie, echoey, is what I would call
it. They have unusual harmonies, yeah. So they're not doing the typical type of harmony type singing that you would think.
Right.
They
No Excuses, Rooster and I Stay would be songs probably to check out for their best
harmonies. And also, Cantrell and Staley have a great blend, and this is something that's really important if you're going to do harmonies, is that you get a great blend, that you find a way to get your, this is the key. Now, these bands aren't necessarily rock bands, are not on my list. Keith might have them, but like you think about how Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks could sing together, they have this great blend. Mm-hmm. It's the way Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks can sing together. They have this great blend. There's something about their voices that blend. And I think that Jerry Cantrell and Lane Staley definitely have that blend.
That sort
they're,
of...
They're blended.
They're singing in harmony, would say. Like, and you know, I don't like to add 90s grunge to any of my lists, but I do love Alice in Chains, they're just fantastic.
So. Great band and great harmony. And like I said, very unusual. Not the typical thing you think of when you think of vocal harmonies in a band. They definitely...
It's darker.
Yeah.
It's darker harmonies.
Very rich. So what do you have on your list?
I'm going to put Extreme next on my list. When you think of this band, you're automatically going to go straight to the obvious song, which is More Than Words, which happens to be two guys singing with just an acoustic guitar. But hopefully you check the rest of their catalog out if you like that song, because they're all harmonies in most of their stuff. I can't think of what I was going to say. A lot of ballads at that time were very overproduced, and they included all of them, so it was nice that More Than Words was just like that little bit of music that it was. On a number of their songs, though, thanks to Gary Cherone and Nuno, and occasionally Pat Badger, they even played a Freddie Mercury tribute show where Brian May himself said, they almost have the harmonies of Queen. So if Brian May's saying it, then you know it's going to be pretty good. The songs that I would check out by them, if you only know More Than Words, check Get the Funk Out, Decadent Dance, and Wholehearted. It's a great song.
The whole Porno Graffiti album is just dripping harmonies. Keith, go ahead. What did you want to say about Alice in Chains?
I'm having major issues today, so I don't know if I'm
going to. That's all right. You're good. You're good.
We'll see, man. I think this time it actually might be on my end. I don't know what's going on. Probably them damn protesters cutting my line or something. Did you say something about Extreme, or you want me to talk about Alice in Chains?
Did you want to say more about Alice in Chains?
No, I'm just saying about how like they really went between like the dark, grungy albums they had, the great Electric Studio albums, and they also, in between those, just as a little appetizer for everybody until the next album came out, they would have put out these acoustic albums, Jar of Flies, Sap. But those were killer, man, and those still like had a just, but that's when you heard their harmonies really, really come out, because I mean, you could take songs like Them Bones and Man in the Box and all that shit, but I mean, it's when it comes to at least the two-part harmony thing going on, those two, that's their trademark sound. That's Alice in Chains for me.
Yeah, that's one of those bands that if you're going to cover, you got to you sort of have to do the harmonies, or you're really kind of like.
And the guy they have now, Will Duvall, I think his name is, the dude's great, man. He's really good.
Yeah,
so. I saw him last year. Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah, that's important. So and you know, like,
Phil, but I mean, like he does a reputable job, man. You know,
excellent. Yeah, of course.
And Extreme was my pick. If you want to have anything,
do you
want to say?
Do you want to say something about Extreme? Lily had picked Extreme.
Shockingly enough, they were on my list too. I don't. They're just way more than words, man. They're a rocking band, and
more than
Nuna
Bettencourt
is a very, very underrated guitar player. I think he's probably a creatively, he's so clean when he plays.
He's beautifully bluesy.
Like, great guitar players have talked him up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Should Brian May said something about him the other day, because Brian May was doing that one little poll that he was voted best rock guitar player. Brian May loves Nuno Bettencourt.
He sure
he's
does.
A great player. You know, and gushes about him. But it's, yeah, that's a band that's like, they're known for a power ballad. I mean, everybody got that power ballad, but they're way more rocking band than that. And, you know, Gary Sharon and Nuno Bettencourt both could sing. Nuno Bettencourt can be a lead vocalist in a band.
He has a great voice too. Yeah, and him and just like Lane and Jerry, Nuno and
Gary
have a great blend.
Perfect.
Their voices work together. We were talking about that when you were getting your stuff fixed. That like, you know, it's like Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. You know, the reason why that band sounds so great is because their voices can just blend. They have that blend. They're able to kind of...
It's a great mix.
Yeah. Yeah, they have the...
Of two different voices.
You know, two different voices. You know, whatever one is missing, the other kind of fills in, but they have a similar enough timbre that it doesn't really stand out too far. I'm just thinking of a band, and you may have this band on your list, so I'm not going to say them, because I think you might have this band on your list. I'm going to go to Keith. Back to Keith. I'm not going to say anything on mine right now, because I think Lily and Keith are really covering it really well. And I know Keith's having a few technical issues over there, so I don't want to lose you. So what do you have next on your list, Keith?
Another band that I think that just completely rocks, and it's probably one of the most underrated bands ever, actually. But they have Beatlesque harmonies. It's King's X. King's X is an amazing band. They're great players, and they also have harmonies. To me, they're the most underrated rock band of all time. I mean, that's just my opinion, but I could be wrong, but not on this one. King's X is just a phenomenal band. They're just, three guys. Like, and I have a thing for power trios. I just can't help it. But just all three just sing great, man. I mean, it's just that, again, it's they're born to sing together. They just, they blend, you know, it works.
Part of the joy of that band is the harmonies, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it makes it.
So yeah, I knew you were going to have that on your list. I was going to do that last, just in case.
Let me tell you a funny story, or kind of a, I don't know if it's funny or interesting kind of story about, help me out, his name, the bass player, the singer.
Doug Pinnick,
yes.
Okay, I thought you
said... I saw Doug Pinnick many years before King's X was even a thing.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, check this out, okay? Because please don't, mock me if you must. It's okay.
We always do.
I'm used to it. But before I was into real rock and roll, I was listening to Christian rock. And I went to see the guitarist Phil Keaggy in concert at the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall in Oakland.
Wow, yeah.
And he had this guy playing bass and who sang, too. Phil was a decent singer, but he let this guy, this tall black dude who played the funkiest bass ever, do most of the singing that night. And I was like, who in the hell is this guy? He was amazing. And it was Doug Pinnick.
Nice.
That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah,
that's your Doug story.
Yeah, that's my Doug Pinnick story. I didn't get to meet him, or he didn't, you know, autograph my butt cheek or anything like that. But so,
I mean, if it makes you feel better, every Sunday I do play gospel and Christian music, there just you so you don't feel alone on the island.
And King's X did have a kind of spiritual kind
it was a very
of
Christian feel.
Thing kind of thing going on with the lyrics too, kind of metaphorically. They like C.S. Lewis and stuff like that. So yeah, that's a tie-in. So what you got, Lil?
I'm gonna do Van Halen next on mine. And this is one where we need to take Sammy and Dave out of the argument. Michael Anthony needs to be thanked and credited for his background vocals because they were hugely important to the Van Halen sound. His biggest contribution to the band was arranging the harmonies. So that's kind of what we're talking about. Very distinctive. You know, it's a Van Halen song. Some even will argue that his backing vocals were as important to the band as Eddie's guitar playing is to the band.
Insanely important.
And so Eddie's also got to get his due on the harmonies as well, but we're going to credit Michael Anthony for most of it. Examples are Eruption, Jamie's Crying.
Not Eruption. There's no vocals on Eruption.
Oh, sorry. Jamie's Crying. I think I wrote that wrong. Jamie's Crying and Feel Your Love Tonight are two of the songs.
Beautiful Girls.
Yeah.
I feel like Van Halen
I'm the one.
I'm the one.
I always feel, when I hear those vocals on Van Halen, tell me what you think about this, Keith. When I hear those background vocals on Van Halen, I think this is the heavy Beach Boys.
Yeah.
It's like the Beach Boys gone heavy. It's got those kind of harmonies, but heavy. I freaking love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll just extend upon what Lily said. I mean, if it wasn't for Michael Anthony, that band wouldn't have much harmony. I mean, Eddie can, you know, probably chime in a little bit. Alex ain't singing shit.
Well, harmony isn't one guy. That harmony requires at least two people.
Right.
But Michael Anthony is the man on that thing. So you need, without him, that wouldn't be.
They wouldn't have the sound.
Harmony going on.
They wouldn't have the sound. Initial.
It wouldn't be Van Halen without Michael Anthony. It solid bass player, probably better than he gets credit for, and he also is a great vocalist.
Yeah,
legit,
excellent. Who's going to mention Queen?
I have it.
Well, I have them. They're way down on my list. They're actually, you can't get much higher if you know what I'm talking about. Because you can't argue with that shit, man. I mean,
it's Queen is Queen, man. And they, that was part of their shtick, but the thing that like was so recognizable about them, right?
I guess if I had to have this, I pick a number one. Probably Queen would be my number one on this list for harmonies because you just can't shadow Freddie Mercury and
sing amazingly
and Roger Taylor. So
can't touch this.
No. You get goosebumps from the man's voice, and Roger Taylor adding his high vocals too. It's like,
well, no, it's all of them. I heard for a long time they were like hush hush about how they did that. But Brian May, I heard an interview on NPR with him, and this is what he said. He said that the Queen sound. Now this is what great singers, all of them were, or every single one, including Freddie Mercury, going back and doing his own background vocals. All of them singing all the parts. All of them singing all four frickin' harmony parts.
That's amazing.
So it was like four
barbershop chords. Roger Taylor is amazing.
That's a hard working band,
but
right
all
there.
Of them could do it. Just Roger Taylor, Brian May, all of them could do it. And so it was like four barbershop quartets in a rock band.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the hardest working bands ever right there. I mean, Queen's an obvious pick for them.
I mean, that's just, I mean, they would nail it, you know. But this is one of the things that I think is missing in a lot of, like, modern popular music is this just musicianship where we go out, like, we're going to blow all the other bands away. We're going to do something crazy. We're all going to sing all the harmonies and make it sound like nothing you've ever friggin' heard.
I mean, they didn't play together for, 2 years before Live Aid? And they came out and they were out of the band.
They crushed.
They made Live Aid. I mean, that's just, when you go look up Live Aid performances, what's the first one that comes up?
Queen.
It's Freddie just owning that shit. You know what I mean? I mean, they just, and even today, I mean, people can agree or disagree. I've seen it twice. With Adam Lambert, they're still really good. He's good, man. He does his thing with it.
Yeah, I mean, you got just listen to anything that they do. Killer Queen, of course, Bohemian Rhapsody, all of them just have insane, you know, even sort of like silly kind of songs like Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga.
Radio Gaga.
They all have these just, you know, that's part everything. Of the Queen's signature.
Killer Queen right there.
Yeah.
Every time. I love that song. Someone actually on the your inner circle said Wasp has vocal harmonies. Now, would you agree with that?
You know what?
I think yes and no.
You think yes? Okay.
Yes and no. I would
guess on my list.
You have them on your list?
I have yes on my list. Oh, you're talking about Wasp?
Oh, yes. Yeah, go ahead. Talk about him.
Yeah, talk about
no,
yes.
Go ahead. Yes. I don't know. Like, I've listened to Wasp tunes in the past. I don't remember hearing killer vocal harmonies. I'll take his word for it.
I tell you what, Keith, hold on. Hold that thought. We're going to come back and talk about Yes. We need to play a song. Okay, but we're going to get it. Keith is going to tell us. We're going to talk about Yes when we come back. But this is Dark Avenue. Don't hold on. On the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Check it out.
Hopefully, I'm still here.
No.
we were remarking as the song was playing that there's some great vocals on there. Not really, well, it's too many harmonies, but it's really nice singing. That's a band called Dark Avenue.
I like them.
And I thought it was really great melody. DarkAvenueBand.com. Check them out. We opened the show with Sold. They have a cheesy Facebook website, facebook.com/sold.official. Sold. Go get a website. At least get a domain and then point it, please. It's just terrible. But
come on,
great
man.
Band.
Come
great
on,
band.
Man.
Great band. No. You know, domain costs you $10 a year. Get a domain. That way you can, you at least.
That way you don't have to be on Facebook.
Yeah. And that way you can have a, you know, you can still be on Facebook, but you have like, I can say it. DJs and podcasters and stuff can say like sold.official.com or something like that, as opposed to that Facebook garbage. It makes you way more professional.
Okay. I can hold it. It's fine.
Lily's
no
holding
deal.
It. Hold your mic, Lily.
I got it.
Okay. So we wanted to chime in and talk about the band Yes.
Yes.
And you're right. We always think about Yes as one of these, like, because they're progressive and they've got all this great instrumentation and you've got legendary instrumentalists in that band, but they have great vocals. I've seen all good people.
Two words. One song, two words. Leave It.
Yeah.
Go listen to Leave It and tell me they don't have a great harmony. I know that's, you know, and you can pull up a live video of them doing it and it's the same damn thing.
I think people forget about Yes when it comes to that sort of thing.
I did, and that's a good point. Look, Keith, check you out tonight, brother.
Dude, I'm on my game. I have no shame in
stuff.
This game, and I'm on it.
But like, okay, yes, Leave It, All Good People. That's another one. You know, that's a, like, yeah, more classic
good,
70s,
I mean,
you know.
You go through the whole list, man. And all those guys, I mean, I never really was familiar with Bill Bruford or Alan White, whoever was drumming at the time, all legendary drummers. I never seen them really sing. So I mean, Alan White might have. I never knew Bill Bruford to be a vocalist. You can correct me on that, somebody. But the rest of the band, they got that shit covered, man.
Well, listen to the outro to Roundabout.
Yeah.
That's almost like jazz scatting or something. That's like crazy. With
Much like the Queen kind of like method of stacking, we'll say stacking harmonies, they knew how to do that. You stack harmonies where it just pans back and forth in your speakers and gives you that trippy sound. I haven't done acid, but if I was going to do acid, I'd probably listen to Yes.
Now, see, I'm going to have to go listen to some Yes after this, man.
I'm probably going to go do acid.
It's Yes time.
After this, so we're all good, man.
Great pick, Keith. Good one. Good one. Lily, what do you got?
I didn't write this one.
Flying around my face. I'm going to kill it.
I didn't write this one down, but Aerosmith would be on my list. Steven Tyler, Joe Perry. Actually, all the guys have a hand in their harmonies. And the songs that come off the top of my head would be Janie's Got a Gun, Loving an Elevator, and anything off the Honkin' on Bobo's CD album would be fantastic.
Yeah,
for
I actually have Aerosmith on my list.
So. Steven Tyler's, first of all, got one amazing voice. I know a lot of people poo-poo him because they keep saying he's just like, you know, Mick Jagger, blah, blah, blah. But I think
he's doing his own thing.
Yeah,
no,
I think it's different, but I think they hold their own with the harmonies.
Yeah, no. I they're on my list. You know who's on my list, Keith? And I was surprised you didn't mention. Maybe you were going to mention him. The band. The band.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what? I have a lot of bands on my list, namely one of them being the band, because I love just all their stuff. But there was a lot of, like, I hate to say it, but I'm afraid of backlash, we'll say. I don't like being bullied, and I'm not going to be bullied by either
bully
one of
you.
If I say some of these, I don't want to be bullied, because I will call the anti-bullying number, which I have in my role.
Hey, Keith, do we need to make a safe space for you?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Kids, guys.
Because I actually don't have
this is what you get when you work with males.
I can put that in my speed dial.
Everybody,
I'm triggered. Keith, I'm triggered right now.
Guys, children, come on.
We're laughing. We're having a good time.
Children.
So who
99.9% of the things I say on here are just complete.
We're just having fun. Look, if you're that sensitive, then you need to find another podcast to listen to.
This isn't the one.
This is not
obviously
for you. So yes, I was going to say the band. I love, like, Rick Danko's kind of, like, warbly, almost like he's out of key kind of harmony when he comes in. And the way him and Helm could do, I mean, just, they all, Richard Manuel. I mean, they really had a really unique thing. And yes, it's a little rootsy, but I still kind of consider them a rock. I still consider them a rock
band. It's very rootsy. It's kind of country. It's bluesy, but it's still a rock and roll band. At the end of the day, they still kick ass. And Levon Helm's voice is Levon Helm to me is still the best singing drummer of all time. They have a vibe to them, man. If you listen to the song, everybody knows the weight.
Listen to The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. There's some amazing background.
I was going
to
name that one, too.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Beautiful song. So what do you got? Well, I'm not bullying you. It's an open discussion,
brother.
You're
bullying me now. It's my turn.
Lily's triggered.
I like being bullied, though.
Who's up?
You. Because I know you got someone on your list you want to talk about. Who you going to talk about? Toto? Journey? What are you going to talk about? Yeah, Steely Dan.
Great. I have one that I think both of you would love, and I think that this band sometimes gets overlooked because they are good players. I didn't say great. I said they're good players, but they wrote great rock and roll songs, and I'm surprised if neither one of you two don't have them on your list. Def Leppard.
I didn't put Def Leppard on the list because I didn't want to count them. I didn't put that on the list.
If you listen to Pyromania, those songs are heavy rock, like hard rock songs. But there's something about those songs that you listen to, like, you know, oh, man, it's just like, you know, Photograph and Fooling and all this stuff. And there's, like, nice harmony layers to all this. Yeah, granted, it's like Mutt Lange pulling the strings on a lot of that stuff.
That's why I didn't include it, because I thought it was all Mutt producing.
I mean, it really gives that hard rock riffing with that commercial appeal. That's what made them great.
It's a band that not as obvious as Yes. But you think about like all the, like you just said, Fooling and Photograph. There was harmony all over that. I mean, they were being pushed in a more pop direction at that point. So that definitely becomes part of it. Now, this is not part of their criteria. So I'm just asking a question. I never saw them live.
Oh,
how do they sound live?
The one time I saw them live, they sounded fantastic. The one time. Now I've heard people say they sound like shit live, but when I heard them live, the one time I loved it, and I wish I could see them again.
Okay, Keith, have you ever seen them live? I'm just curious.
I have not. But okay. Here's the thing. I know last year I read an article, and you can look this up. Phil Collin, the guitar player in the band. One of the guitar players has admitted that they use tracks nowadays.
They do.
See that? I mean, I read that. I mean, it came from the horse's mouth. So there you go. I mean, here's a question for either one of you, probably Lily more. On albums, now if we're going to get real nitpicky about this shit, on albums, you listen to Love in an Elevator, it sounds amazing. When was the last time you seen Aerosmith? Can they still hit those harmonies live?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I haven't seen Aerosmith in a minute.
Not just on that song, but any song, really.
I haven't seen Aerosmith in a minute. It's been over 10 years. But I'm going to see them in September, so I'll get back to you.
Are they touring?
No, they're going to be in Boston, and I'm going to see them there. But it's like a one-off.
But they're going to do a live show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were just doing a residency in Vegas, remember?
Yeah. They still are. There's residency still going on, but they're doing a one-off in Boston because that's where they're from, and we're gonna go see that, so yeah, I will let you know.
I mean, let me know about that. I mean, but it's just like,
but they sounded good. Like I saw them like 15 years ago, and they sounded good. But that was 15 years ago.
Yeah, I've heard
once when the Black Crowes were opening up for them, and the Black Crowes they had one album out. Right, they sounded great then, but that was shit. That was 1993.
Yeah, I remember that show. What was it, Starlike?
Yep.
Oh yeah,
I saw that show.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I remember when it was coming. I've heard both about Def Leppard. I've heard they're great, and I've heard other people say, "Oh, they're so studio, they can't perform it live." I don't know. All I do know
is I think they use tracks. That's all I've been. All I know, that's all well and good. Whatever.
I follow Phil Collin on Twitter, and he posted a picture of himself like 2 days ago. He's got a big gray.
Yeah, the dude looks like he's 25 years old.
No, he's got a big gray beard.
Yeah. The quarantine.
Really?
Yeah, the quarantine.
He's got a big gray beard. He's got a big smile on his face. He's cheesing it up. He's having a good time.
Dude was in phenomenal shape, had a freaking six pack. and was like looking like he was, you know, 30 years ago.
He still looks like he's in great shape, but he just has a big gray
beard. He's got to shave it. Quarantine.
Yeah, yeah, he just grew the beard for the for
I'd
the,
have to see that picture then, yeah.
For the quarantine. Okay, so we got King's X, Alice in Chains, Strapping Young Lad / Devin Townsend, Aerosmith, Extreme, Van Halen, Queen, Lacuna Coil. I love to say Lacuna Coil, Lacuna Coil.
Lacuna Coil.
Francisco. Well, that's fun to say. Kansas, The Band, Yes, and Def Leppard. Anything else anybody wants to add before we close it down for this podcast?
I'm throwing Boston on the list, and I don't even care because they're just known for their harmonies with vocals and guitar, and the whole debut album is harmonies, and they win. Brad Delp. All the things. Best example is More Than a Feeling. I don't care. So...
They're on my list. We didn't know. There's a lot of people on my list. I mean, it's just to where that's just the way it is. It's harder to break it down into 10. I mean,
it's hard to pick, Keith. I know.
I had a hard time finding any. What I could not find, other than Lacuna Coil and Strapping Young Lad, I could
anything
not find
metal.
Really, really heavy. Like I was hope I wanted to find really heavy bands.
There's none
that were, I mean, like really heavy, but yet had like amazing harmonies.
It's hard. They don't
and
do that.
And you guys out there who are young musicians. Learn to sing them harmonies, because if you could do really heavy music and have kick-ass harmonies, you'd create something
stuff.
Really unique. You might start the next thing, and we need the next rock thing to start. So quit screwing around. Keith, go ahead. You got some honorable mentions, a few things on your list you want to tick off before we wrap up today?
Yeah, I wanted to go with the Wilson Sisters from Heart. They're rocking, and they still have great harmonies, you know. Whether they're fighting or making up or touring or doing studio albums or whatever.
They still sound good to this
day. When those two sing together, it just works, man. And then, you know, you get whatever male voice chiming in, and with those two together, it's a good thing. You know, it's like a female Alice in Chains type thing. They've sang together several times.
We have a thing here. Elizabeth, no Iron Maiden. The only reason we're not picking Iron Maiden is, yes, Bruce's voice is like my number one top vocal voice in the whole world, but it's not harmonies.
They don't really do harmonies, yeah. Beth. They just
you're not gonna I'm sorry, but it's like you're not gonna like sway me to pick them because they sing gang fucking vocals on Run to the Hills. Sorry, I'm just not gonna do it.
It's one song. it just doesn't.
Or Can I Play with Madness, where they layer Bruce Dickinson's voice 8 times.
Well, Bruce's voice is one of my favorite voices in metal.
No, he's probably one of my best, you know, favorite metal singers too, but that's one guy. You know?
Yeah. It's not a harmony.
No.
Gotcha. What else you got, Keith? Got any more?
I want to give an honorable mention to if you listen to the one song, they're probably not, this is not every song, but something that impressed me back in the day, because I really like this band. I think it's a very underrated band. Have you ever listened to Faith No More's cover version of Easy?
I've heard it, yeah.
That shit is killing. Mike Patton's a great singer and a great performer. I've seen him when they opened for GNR and Metallica. They were the first band on, and he blew my mind how good he was on stage. The band was always solid, but that version of that song, that's hard to, because you could, you know, go all day about all the, like, more black soul acts, R&B, or Motown. That shit is all harmonies, you know. So when you're in a rock band trying to tackle that stuff, and it's a completely different animal, and then you go and do a more than reputable job on that song, that's a really good version of that song. And that's a band that deserves some credit for stepping up and doing a great version of that song.
Harmonies
are awesome on it.
That's my second favorite Commodore song. And I always loved the way they did it. I don't remember how I first heard it. If I saw them do it like on Letterman, or if I saw a video, or some radio station played it, and I was just like sold instantly.
What's your favorite Commodore song?
She's a brick.
Really?
House.
I kind of have a feeling.
She's mighty, mighty, and letting it all hang out. That's a jamming tune, dude. That's one of the baddest funk riffs
ever.
Every
Friday, I'm actually misplaying it at this point.
That's one of we did that in my in Strange Love. We did that as a cover and with like guitar oriented, and it was super fun to play.
Did
and
you sing it?
Yes, and people lost their minds when we did it because they were
people
like, "Oh,
love
my God,
that
you guys are playing Brick House, you're a rock band." So it was super super fun. Anyways, this was a super fun talk. I needed this tonight. I needed to just have a sip of the recipe and hang out with Keith and Lily and talk about great music. I hope that you guys needed this too. That's what we're here for every week. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, which you've been listening to. Go to LouLombardiRocks.com to get more information. We got new people. We just got another Chad Eccles joined the group today. He's a drummer. It is a great community of musicians and just music fans, people that really are passionate about great guitar-driven rock. You can go to LouLombardiRocks.com. And when you sign up, you get some freebies or some CDs and stuff you get for free. So check it all out, LouLombardiRocks.com. Shout out to WolfsCustoms.online. Get the custom paint job on your musical instrument. Quit screwing around. Just get it done. I'm at least getting me some picks. I got to get some picks.
You got to get some picks.
I got to get me some picks.
I have three, actually. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with them, but I have three.
Now I'm going to get me some picks. Lily, you have a show.
One more time, Hot Licks with Lily 6, Rock Rage Radio, 6 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays, doing a lot of interviews.
And yes, shout out to Rock Rage Radio. Go to rockrageradio.com. Download the app. You can hear great guitar-driven rock.
Like 24/7.
Yeah, constantly. And it's free. It's not, you know, Sirius is awesome, but you got to pay for Sirius. Rock Rage, free.
Well, Rock Rage, you're going to hear bands you probably haven't heard before.
Right,
too,
and deeper cuts, like indie stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot, like a lot of the type of stuff we're playing here. And Keith, what's going on, brother? What's going on in your life?
I'm going to play a gig Saturday.
Mm. Yay!
Party
on, Wayne. It's going to be in Mississippi, so I'm going across the border.
Tell your wife to go live.
I could do that, yeah. And
so I can watch it.
My head's in Mississippi.
We're gonna be at Bowie's Bar and Grill, which
like
is
Baba
in
Bowie's?
Long Beach, Mississippi. So
nice.
Or no, Bay St. Louis. Sorry, I get my Mississippi towns messed up. Bay St. Louis, about an hour from here.
Nice, good stuff. Excited.
Awesome, man. That's a great area down there. The people are insanely friendly.
Music scene is
great music.
Freaking killer.
And Keith the Hawk Hawkins is there. So that's the reason you really need to head down to that part of the country, guys.
That is true. That is, if nothing else, come see me and we will at least have a drink.
That's a guarantee.
A drink.
Hopefully live music will trickle back in somewhere along the line.
We are going to get out of here for tonight. We started the show with Sold. Facebook.com/sold.official. Then we played a little Dark Avenue, and their website is darkavenueband.com. And this is a band called Heist 211, Heist with like a dash between the 2 and the 11. And it's another facebook.com/heist211. Guys, thanks for hanging out. We're going to end the podcast for now, but if you are a member of LouLombardiRocks.com, you can still keep hanging out with us because we're going to stick around and maybe have a couple more drinks and just see what the heck happens. You never know. Lily, Keith, thanks you guys for hanging out with us tonight. And we'll catch you all in the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.